Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History class, a show for those interested in the big and small moments of history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about a world-changing invention called the penny black, a sticky slip of paper that helped define the postal system as we know it. The day was May 1st, 1840. The introduction of the penny black postage stamp revolutionized the British postal system. Featuring a white profile portrait of Queen Victoria set against a black patterned background, the adhesive stamp introduced a new flat rate form of postage. It allowed British citizens to send a letter weighing up to half an ounce anywhere in the country for the cost of just one penny. This innovation made it easier than ever for people to correspond, exchange ideas, and share news with one another. It was widely embraced by the British public, and in the first year of its availability, roughly 80 million penny blacks were sold. Prior to the creation of the prepaid postage stamp, the cost of sending a letter in England varied widely. Each letter was weighed individually and priced according to its weight and the distance it had to travel. This meant that a single letter could sometimes cost more than a day's wages. And in those days, it was the recipient, not the sender, who had to pay the postage. This arrangement trained working-class families to dread getting mail, as it always arrived with an unexpected and often excessive bill. The recipient's only options were to pay up or refuse delivery. Many people chose the latter, and in those cases, the whole thing was a wasted effort, both for the sender and for the postman. This fatal flaw in the Royal Mail's design led to heavy annual losses for the British government. But it wasn't until the 1830s, roughly 200 years after the service was established, that a progressive reformer named Rowland Hill worked out a solution. In his roles as an educator and school administrator, Hill observed a drastic rise in literacy during the Industrial Revolution. He theorized, quite correctly, that this would lead to more people writing letters in the coming years. But in order to facilitate that increase in mail volume, he knew that the problem of postage rates would have to be corrected. Hill's solution was to make the sender responsible for the delivery fee, so that people would stop refusing mail and the post office would stop losing money. And to avoid discouraging people from sending letters, he also proposed that a uniform national rate be established, one that everyone could afford, a single penny for any letter weighing a half ounce or less. Hill sent an essay outlining his ideas to the General Post Office, but they never got back to him. So in 1837, he self-published his essay as a pamphlet titled Post Office Reform, Its Importance and Practicability. Hill's proposals gained traction with the public, and soon after, he was invited to meet with the Postmaster General to discuss how they might be implemented. By the end of that meeting, the two men had settled on the defining feature of the revamped postage system, a small adhesive label that could be applied to envelopes to indicate payment. Roland Hill described this new invention as, quote, a bit of paper just large enough to bear the stamp and covered at the back with a glutinous wash so that the bringer might attach it to the letter. As for where a licked stamp should go, they decided to position it on the upper right corner of the envelope. Why? Because the vast majority of people are right-handed, including postal workers, and it was thought this would expedite the process of postmarking and canceling stamps. Hill's idea for a postage stamp earned the support of the Postmaster General, but not everyone in the government believed the system was feasible. It took another 2 years of advocating to convince Parliament to give it a chance, but in 1839, Hill finally got the go-ahead. He held a contest that year to determine the stamp's design, and after reviewing 2,600 entries, he selected a profile of the newly crowned Queen Victoria. The original image was the work of famed artist and engraver William Wyon, who had produced several coin and metal portraits of Victoria during her time as a young princess. The diademed portrait used on the penny black belonged to that series, and it first appeared on a medal commemorating the Queen's first visit to London in 1837, the same year she assumed the throne. Hill worked with artist Henry Corbould to refine the portrait and develop the stamp's elegant background pattern. Then, engravers George Rushall and Charles and Frederick Heath prepared the final design for printing. The first penny black stamps, named for their color and cost, were issued for sale on May 1, 1840, even though they weren't valid to use until May the 6th. The unperforated adhesive stamps were printed in sheets of 240 and had to be individually cut by hand. Nonetheless, the penny black proved wildly popular. In fact, the mail volume in Britain more than doubled in the first year of issue, from 82 million pieces of mail in 1839 to 169 million pieces in 1840. The stamp's design was modified slightly over time, and the first change was to its color. The post office quickly realized that the ink of a cancellation mark was hard to see on a black stamp, so in 1841, the penny black became the penny red. One thing that remained consistent, though, was the Queen's portrait. The same youthful image of her as a teenage princess continued to adorn the stamps for the remaining 61 years of her reign. England's introduction of affordable, uniform postage established a model for other countries to follow, and over the next few decades, a postal revolution took place all across the globe. And while everyone else has benefited from Great Britain's bright idea, there is still at least one advantage to having been the first. The Universal Postal Union now requires all nations to include their country's name on any postage stamps they issue, except for the United Kingdom. That omission is a respectful nod to the fact that, unless otherwise noted, all stamps are British by birth. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to keep up with the show, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Casby Bias for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.